Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What? You okay there, Jordan?
No, they were supposed to be here today. Keegan and Sarah. Back in your head, 2007. I don't even have to look up the year that that came out because I remember. They were supposed to be here today. Today I was supposed to be on day three of camping out in front of the Truman, just so that I could be the first person in there.
Well, we are all dealing with not having our music, live music.
I know. There was just a bunch of great shows that were supposed to happen this week. Barnes Courtney tomorrow.
Ooh.
And Third Eye Blind Wednesday. So what I wanted to do on the show is play a little bit more than we usually do of those bands, you know?
Just like a little tribute to them on the day they were supposed to be here?
Yeah. Aww. But not enough of a tribute so that fans get their money back, unfortunately.
Oh, good point.
But yeah, I'm going to be spreading Tegan and Sarah songs throughout the show because they're incredible.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Tegan or Sarah that hit on your girlfriend?
Tegan. Tegan.
Okay.
Tegan hit him. I have a history with the band Tegan and Sarah so much. I actually have never told the story that I'm going to tell at 7:30. It is the most embarrassing Tegan and Sarah story.
Another one? All of your interactions seem to be embarrassing for you.
This is the grand poobah. This is the one. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe I've never told it on the radio because it's... But it'll be on the podcast, too.
Yeah. The Grand Poobah?
Yes, that's the one.
What's Poobah?
Isn't that Timon's best friend from Lion King?
Pumbaa?
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
There is such thing as a Grand Poobah. Thank you very much.
No. That's fine, but I asked you what the Grand Poobah was, and you said it's Simone's best friend.
I heard the term. I was worried that I said something inappropriate.
Well, what the hell is a Grand Poobah?
I can't understand from this description, but if you Google it, there's even an American rapper named Grand Poobah. So, eat my shorts, Chris. Eat my shorts.
So it's just a rapper? How is that an insult?
No, also a character rank. The Grand Poobah. It's like the... I don't know, Donkey Kong at the very end of the game. Anyway, whatever.
A mocking title for someone self-important?
Well, your parents were in town, Chris.
Yeah, they were.
How was that?
We had barbecue twice.
Oh, yeah. Which place did they like?
Kansas City Joe's. We went there on Friday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
My father liked it so much, we went Saturday at noon.
Yes! That's right, Dad. I wish that they packed some on the way home, but then they'll just be back.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you believe it's June 1st?
No, is that the sixth month of the year?
Yes.
That means we're halfway through 2020, which is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm assuming
good.
Good?
Good.
We need to get this year over with? I don't know.
Everything's so different. Only 3 months ago did all of this stuff hit. It just feels like so long ago. I'm trying to think of like shows and stuff that we did before.
We're all aging ungracefully.
I saw this meme that was like, it was somebody doubting that the Chiefs would win the Super Bowl. And it's like, okay, the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl when hell freezes over. And then I'm like, oh God, is that what this is?
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
First day of June.
Damn. Happened quickly.
Sure did. Didn't feel like, I don't know, everyone's so screwed up with time. But on this day in history, what happened On June 1st, Chris.
2017. Mm-hmm. The word Stan is added to the dictionary. Jordan, you know what that means, right?
Yes, that's what everybody keeps calling me now that I bleached my hair again for the first time in a long time. Yes, Stan. Hmm. It's an obsessive fan.
Yeah, here we go.
I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan.
I stand that. You can stand things. I stand Taylor Swift.
Is it a verb? I stand
them? Yes.
I mean, like,
do you think
I stand them is a made bigger word. Like, I love them fully encompassed.
Does not at all. No. Stan. You know.
Is that something you want to tell the artist when you meet them? I stan
you? Oh, it can
you?
Be about anything. Like, I stan Casey Beer Company. I stan.
Would I stan my Volvo?
Yeah, and it's gross. Let's keep going.
Okay, and this day in 2015, Harriet Thompson becomes the oldest person to finish a marathon at 92 years old. Here's her recounting her win.
I remember seeing this stuff falling down. They had confetti, like Lindbergh. I had a ticker tape reception, and it was fun. That was a complete surprise.
I love her.
92 years old finishing a marathon.
I know. That makes me feel so lazy.
That would be like Miss B getting up from her wheelchair and running 26 miles.
Even hearing that woman talk, she is super coherent. Good for her.
She looked good, too, for 92. She looked not a day over 65.
I hope I get that compliment one day. All right, what else?
On this day in 2008, a fire at Universal Studios destroys thousands of Masters tape. They didn't realize until actually last year, over 500,000 Master tapes were lost.
It all started when this worker heated up some asphalt and left before it cooled down. Geez.
And that started the whole fire?
That started the whole fire. Listen, if you've ever spent any time in Los Angeles, yes. At one point when I lived there, it was 120 degrees. Jeez. Everything could catch on fire. I saw somebody reheat pizza outside by taking
just
the pizza.
Putting it outside.
Yes. Yeah.
On this day in 1974, the Heimlich maneuver is first published in the Journal of Emergency Medicine. Here's one of the first videos of them, of the Heimlich situation.
You look sick. You really look awful. Are you okay?
I think you...
Do something. Don't you know what to do? I know what to do.
That was really scary.
You be all right?
Yeah, I'm okay now.
I need to see that full video. Wow.
It's amazing. They actually take the color from his face and make him go gray. It is amazing.
Do you know how to do the Heimlich maneuver?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Okay, good.
It's very important you know, too. You start 2 inches above the navel and in an upward motion to expel the air out of the lungs to projectile the...
Projectile.
Yes.
Wow, okay, good. I'm glad, because I have a tendency to choke, so this is great.
Yes. On this day in 1954, in this comic strip... Linus's security blanket first appears.
Aww. Mm.
And on this day in 1944, the siesta was abolished by the government of Mexico.
Uh-oh.
With a government decree to save tires and buses struck at the 2 hour to 3 hour siesta so they could save time and money.
Wait, what?
They got rid of the siesta.
And the siesta is what?
An afternoon nap.
Okay.
And so they thought the buses and tires just sitting there waiting for the people was waste of money.
So they got rid of the midday nap?
Yes.
That's...
So there wouldn't be an extra round of buses taking them home.
I'll take the nap. Shoot,
me too.
I wish we could do siesta.
I wish we had that.
Actually, we do.
True. Well, I don't. My daughter. On this day in 1938, the world's first superhero appeared in the very first issue of Action Comics, Superman.
That's what I want you to go get the time machine and go back in time and pick up, I don't know, 10 copies.
Of the original first issue?
Worth $3.2 million. The thing that came out on this day in 1938.
That'd be like $30 million we could split. I'd do it.
Duh.
Fantastic.
Always thinking ahead.
Yeah. On this day in 1897 in local history, Dr. Alice Graham and Dr. Catherine Richardson took in a girl whose mother couldn't afford to. prompting them to dedicate their lives to treat children, leading to the creation of Children's Mercy, one of the leading pediatric children's hospital in the country. This is where my daughter was born, and she was actually a difficult birth, and she spent 6 days at the NICU there, and oh my goodness, the treatment there was top tier, and I can't even imagine the lives that were saved and helped by the creation of this.
Children's Mercy, they are doing the Lord's work. I remember that time for you. It was super scary, super sad.
Yes.
But she is so healthy now.
She has...
Children's Mercy,
Fonny, yes. She's a trooper now.
Thank you, Children's Mercy.
Wow. On the scene, 1889, the first payphone was installed.
Have you seen any in the area?
Not in a while.
Yeah. There was one I thought I saw and took a picture, and it's over by where Boulevard Brewing is, but I can't think of exactly where it is. I know there's probably like one or two or three payphones left in the world.
There's got to be. My old hometown had one, the old booth and everything, and when they took that down, it hurt a little bit.
Why? You like spending quarters and
dimes and nickels? I liked calling those numbers where you call like 1-800-325-5288 and be like, yeah, mom, pick me up at the Casey's. And then she would not take the call, but know where to pick me up from.
There we go. Yeah. That's how we used to cheat the system, Buzz family. Well, the Gen Zers, we used to use the collect call thing. Mm-hmm. And then we would say really fast our message because you could say your name.
Such as, Bob, we had a baby. It's a boy. Bob, they had a baby. It's a boy. On the same 1850, the town of Kansas was incorporated.
Incorporated means we became a real city. Elected officials and crap.
Yeah, you never want to do something that threatens your incorporations where you become unincorporated territory.
Oh, wasn't there a Nickelodeon show, Kids Incorporated? I feel dirty saying that. All right, let's move on to unofficial holidays, Christopher.
It is Say Something Nice Day.
You look handsome.
Aw, your hair's blonde.
That wasn't a comp. That's an observation.
Oh, that's a statement.
All right, just move on.
Well,
I guess.
Thank God it's Monday Day, because so many people say...
You can't find one nice thing to say to me. It's my birthday in 2 weeks. Yeah. What do you say?
Jordan, you are a brilliant leader.
Okay, move on. Okay. Stop lying.
Jordan, it's thank God it's Monday Day. Too many people complain that it's Monday, but we don't want to start every day of the week with a negative. We spend 1/7 of our lives on a Monday. So we need to start finding the positives in a Monday, as in the fresh new start. If you got married on the weekend, perhaps this is the first day of your new honeymoon, your new life. Mondays can be a great new start. We need to start thinking of Mondays in a positive way. So thank God it's Monday.
I know that this show is a positive show, but that was over the top, Chris. Thank you. Slightly over the top.
All right. Thank God it's Monday. And it is June 1st, so that means it is the official first day of Pride Month.
That's right. A little different this year, especially here in Kansas City. Pride has been moved to October 2nd through the 4th. I had somebody come up to me over the weekend and just be like, hey, I'm sure you know. When is Pride? What happened to Pride? I'm like, why are you saying that? They're like, well, you look like you're the person to ask. Do you know who I am? Do you know that I'm Jordan Silver from the radio? No, I don't listen to The Buzz. You just looked super gay, so I wanted to ask you when Pride moved to.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On The Buzz.
Since sports at the moment are not exactly a thing, but you do have a story coming up in the news about sports. Anytime you look on TV, they're replaying past events. Past football games, swimming events, blah, 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 blah. So, I don't know why, but they also replayed the Westminster Dog Show all weekend.
What?
Yeah, the Westminster Dog Show all weekend. Those things are so funny. Have you seen a dog show?
Yeah. They're ridiculous beyond.
Right. That's what's so great about them. They're so ridiculous. The dog is just like born to stand there. That's it. Which is so funny because I love watching stuff like that. It makes me laugh like there's no tomorrow. Just watching these little poof balls running up and down.
It makes you laugh?
Yeah. The Westminster Why? Dog Show doesn't make you... I don't know. Really?
No, I watch it for 5-10 minutes, get frustrated, and
oh my God,
turn the channel.
You just look at the little poof balls and their funny little haircuts and stuff. That's funny. I know. I have...
You've got a weird sense of humor.
I have like a stoner sense of humor for somebody who doesn't smoke. So...
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Where does that come from?
Maybe my dad, I'm sure. But anyway, when I was watching it at my house with my friend before we went out to go do some stuff, my friend goes, all I can see is their ding-dongs. The dog's ding-dongs.
What?
Because it's a dog show, you know, and they're there, and they're just there. Like, they get, on the dog show, they get, like, points for their thing. It's,
what?
I know, it's weird.
Like, based on what?
I don't know.
The like, looks of their
thank you, ding-dong. I know, it's so weird. I was, after she said that, that's all I could see on all the dogs. And then I started getting mad that I have to wear pants. If these dogs don't have to wear pants on TV, they're, you know, what is just like bouncing around when they run. So then we get ready and I need gas. So I went to a gas station on Grand. Mm-hmm. Walk in, they're watching the dog show. And the ding dogs were just also there.
Just everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And then we went to eat at Casey Kitchen over on 39th and Southwest Traffic Way. And moment we walked
more,
in.
More ding dongs?
Yeah, there's all these sporting events and then there's the dog show.
So how did that make you feel?
I didn't want sausage on my pizza.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Okay, Christopher Minders, tell us what is in the news.
Well, experts believe that concerts won't return until fall of next year. Mm. But in Kansas City, local officials and concert organizers have allowed a 3-day, 40-plus act Dance Festopia 2020.
What? Here?
Here in Kansas City to start September 10th. They've approved it. They've got the green light. They're good to go.
It's called Dance
Festopia.
Okay.
2020.
Okay.
Starts September 10th and goes on till the 13th.
Where is it happening?
Let's see.
You didn't look.
I don't have that information.
Right.
But if they do have to cancel the concert, they say all the tickets will be refunded.
Damn. Okay. All right. We'll get a little bit more information about that. What else is going on in the news?
Well, there's a new study that shows that the coronavirus epidemic arrived during a window in mid-January to early February. And they're saying if you had the flu-like symptoms, that it was not COVID. And a lot of people have claimed that they've had COVID November, December, but they're saying the data shows that, no, it was the flu.
Hmm. Especially when we all got the flu shot, too.
Yes.
Okay. Man, this thing is like trying to catch a fish with your hand. COVID. It's like trying to catch a fish. Just slippery and we're never going to get a grasp on it. Every time we think, all right, we've got this fish now. Shut up, Jordan. All right, sports, go ahead.
Well, the Major League Baseball Players Association yesterday proposed that the 2020 season should consist of 114 games, run from June 30th to October 31st, and the players should not take any additional pay cuts because the league's position up to this point is that the owners would lose more money by playing than not.
Hmm.
And the only way that they can continue if the baseball players take a pay cut.
Hmm. Okay, so they're going to have a chat about that and maybe we'll have the baseball?
That's what they're hoping, but they're the greedy owners. Is anybody complaining about the billionaire owners not making money?
Probably the billionaire owners. All right, what else is going on in news?
Well, they were expected to be ready March of this year. But a worldwide pandemic happened.
Oh, yeah. That thing.
Yeah.
The fish.
Yeah.
That we couldn't catch.
And now, Atari's repeatedly delayed console is nearly ready after 2 years from its announcement. The team has revealed that the first 500 Atari production models should leave the factory this month.
So what is it? Atari?
So you know the old Atari back from the 70s?
Yes.
You've played one?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
They are reintroducing that with a new modern equipment so people can relive their childhood.
Is it going to be like Pong or is it going to be like Pong 3000?
They said it should be original to the nostalgia of what we remember.
Okay.
Because if they make it new, it kind of defeats the whole purpose.
That's what I'm thinking. So just boink, boink, boink. Like, hey, you know what's so funny is like how video games have progressed to being to the point where I don't even know if they're like it feels like they're so real. But then we still love to play stupid games on our phone like Candy Crush. Right?
Yeah.
There's no graphics. There's no like real anything. We still will play games like Candy Crush.
One of the top games for the past 20, 30 years, Tetris.
Oh, I love Tetris.
Tetris.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Up, down. I brought a friend who was a Gen Zer to the Up, Down, and they have a Tetris machine there. And I was like, I love this game. It's so good, blah, blah, blah. So I bring her over there, and we, like, go to play it, and she's like, this is the most boring thing I've ever seen. I know.
What?
She was born in 97. Tetris was boring.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I think I read somewhere that that song just turned 21. Yeah, I know I did. Lit's My Own Worst Enemy just turned 21.
I believe it also just hit platinum status.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what, ooh. Going back in the day. Mm. Over the weekend, I needed to chillax.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Chill. I watched a movie that I saw. Do you ever get intrigued just by the tiny little picture that they show you for the movie?
Absolutely.
Because we know Netflix sucked us in because now if you even hover for one moment,
those automatic trailers?
Yeah. Mm. You can't shut that off. There's no way to shut that off. So there's also no way to sneak that you're watching Netflix, too. But
yeah.
The movie was on HBO, came out last year, didn't do that well, but they're hoping that the revival by putting it on HBO helps it out. The movie's called Ready or Not. I had you watch the trailer. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
So, at midnight, you have to play a game.
Why?
It's just something we do when someone new joins the family.
A game. What game? Hide and seek? Are we really going to play that?
Well, the rules are simple. You can hide anywhere. We then try to find you.
So there's no way for me to win, right?
And stay hidden till dawn.
No, thank you.
Good luck.
So the woman in the movie is the same person that played, I don't remember her name, the blonde woman from Hollywood on Netflix. Her name is Samara Weaving in real life. But man, she carries this entire movie. This rich family, she marries into this rich family, and during their wedding night, the family always plays a game when someone gets into the family. So she picked a card, it was hide and seek, and these people are real serious about their hide and seek.
Not just a little innocent child's game that they're going to play for fun.
No. They've got guns and stuff. And they're really, really serious about their hide and seek. The thing is, such dark humor, but I feel like it's something that the Buzz family would like.
After watching the trailer, I am so intrigued that I want to. I thought it was just going to be another reversion of Agatha Christie's 10 people in the village, whatever, but with the twist of this and everything, I think it's very interesting.
It's also so funny. There's like these little campy things that happen. The movie Ready or Not, which I saw, it's on HBO. I'm sure you can rent it in a bunch of different places. Lots of bad reviews, but I think that's because people go into it and think that it's going to be really serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It stops and the movie laughs at itself. Basically, it's so funny. Dark humor. And at the very end, I was laughing with the last character that was left.
Just no spoilers.
Well, duh.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
On some other plane of existence, I am standing at the Truman right now, waiting for Tegan and Sarah. But thanks to coronavirus, all the shows got canceled. And that was supposed to happen today. I was so... You remember when we announced it?
I do. You were so excited.
Everyone was so excited. Buzz family called in. We gave out tickets. And then, boom.
Mm.
The tickets didn't even go on sale for the Tegan and Sarah show. They postponed that. Because who knew that it was going to last this long? I guess Tegan and Sarah.
Can we please go to that ulterior plane of existence?
I'm very sure that a lot of people would love to do that. But I had you look up some information about venues and shows. Is there stuff like that's happening?
Not really. The Upland, Uptown, Midland, they're all have canceled and postponed the shows and will automatically refund you the tickets if it gets canceled. And if it gets postponed, you do need to email them so you can get the new tickets or the refund.
So there's no list of like, hey, shows are starting on this day yet.
No.
For any of the major venues.
Nope. They're just slowly being rescheduled and nothing with the buzz yet.
Okay. Okay. And you found information more about the dance.
Yeah, Dance Festopia is actually down like 69 Highway, down 399th Street. So it's about 30 minutes south of the city. Called Emerald City is the location-ish, and they just have going to have 40 Dance Festopia acts with a bunch of music going on.
All right. Well, that's coming up on
September 10th.
All right.
11th, 12th, and 13th.
Wow. Dancing our tails off. Pride moved is the beginning of Pride Month. That moved to October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, on some crazy metaphorical plane, we're all standing at the Truman right now waiting for Tegan and Sarah.
We do have something going on this weekend, though.
What?
At the Nebraska Furniture Mart, we're having a NFM drive-in concert. It's from 5 to 7:30 with Wonder Fuzz. It's going to be a drive-in concert.
That's a local group.
Yes.
Awesome.
And we're putting that on at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Okay. Well, I promised I would play some more Tegan and Sarah during the show because might as well. And then Barnes Courtney was supposed to be here tomorrow. We're going to play more Barnes Courtney on Thursday, Wednesday. Third Eye Blind was supposed to be here. They've got a lot of great songs. I'm going to spread more songs throughout the show on the days that they were supposed to have concerts. Because I don't know. Like, what can we do? We can't do anything. But I do have a story. I have a sordid past with the band Tegan and Sarah. And you've heard a lot of the stories on this show before. Like, when Tegan hit on my girlfriend, my very first interview ever was with Tegan and Sarah. And
that went well?
Nope. Hmm. Nope. I got to ask one question because it was a co-hosting interview. And my question was, I'm so stupid. Oh, my God.
What was the question, Jordan?
I'm so stupid.
Well, what was the question?
Do you like my hair? I'm so stupid.
That's a great question to ask an artist about their music. Making it about
yourself.
You're
telling me. I know. I didn't know what I was doing as a radio host. It's still kind of doubt.
How'd they respond?
That they liked it. But don't worry. Later that day, that's when Tegan hit on my girlfriend. Anyway, I have a story that I am so embarrassed about. It is the epitome. I've embarrassed myself many a times with the band Tegan and Sarah. I've stood on the table and requested a song when they were doing stuff quietly. When I went to St. Louis to see them, I got so drunk that I had to throw up. So I left the show and went to my hotel room to throw up and then come back. Yep, this is me with how much I love Tegan and Sarah.
Jordan.
But none of that compares to a story that I've never told about interviewing Tegan and Sarah on their tour bus in 2013. Oh, my God.
How'd it go?
Oh, look at me. Did you think?
What?
I've got my hands in my face right now, and I'm so bad. It went so bad. I'm going to find some liquid courage and tell the story right after this. They were supposed to be here today, and it hurts that they're not. But COVID has ruined pretty much everything. I was Tegan and Sarah walking with a ghost. I've had quite the past in the history. They're a band that, for me and my community, they're gods, especially for my generation. And musically, I mean, they've done so much. A lot of their music inspires many artists today. It's kind of crazy. But, I've interviewed them so many times, and there was one that was just the worst. The worst.
And when was this?
This would be September of 2013 when I lived in Atlanta.
Okay.
Huh. I got the chance to interview them, and I was super excited, and it was going to be on their tour bus. Always really cool to go on a tour bus with an artist, you know?
And you were a big fan before you did this interview.
I've been a big fan of Tegan and Sarah since, like, 2004.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just loved them very much. So this was actually my last interaction with Tegan and Sarah. Yep, this would be it. Damn.
Hmm.
Okay, well, so I'm going to do this interview with them, and it rains like a monsoon.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring down rain. Like, I remember we were wearing ponchos, and we were still getting wet.
Gross.
It was just so awful. And so we get to the tour bus. My friend and I are doing the interview. And when they open the door, their manager goes, "Hey, brand new tour bus. Can you take off your shoes?"
Kind of a weird request, but
brand new tour bus.
I can understand.
Yeah. Sure. This is your brand new tour bus. I respect this bin.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool. I don't wear socks, Chris.
Ooh, yay. gross?
No, it's fine. It's fine. You'd think it's fine. So we go up on the tour bus, and I kick off my shoes, and I remember that my toenail had just fallen off.
No!
Yes!
Gross!
Yes!
How do you forget something like that?
Because I don't care to think about it. Something happened, and my toenail fell off, and I had to take off my shoes. And I had to wear socks. I had to take off my shoes and interview, sitting across from them, one of my favorite bands.
Well, you said your nail was off.
Yeah, it was a thing.
It was missing.
Yes.
So did they say anything about it?
No, but I was so self-conscious, sitting there across from my favorite band, trying to do this interview, and all I'm thinking is like, oh my God, did they see my toe? Did they see my toe? So gross. And that was my last interaction with Tegan and Sarah.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Recap from the 7 o'clock news. A local dance festival called Dance Festopia has been given the green light and will happen on September 10th, as far as we know. Also, the CDC saying that if you got sick in December or early January, it was not COVID. The MLB Players Association is in talks with owners about actually playing ball this season. And if you've played every video game in your house during COVID, something new, that's something old. Atari is re-releasing some stuff in the middle of this month. But 8 o'clock news. What's going on, Chris?
We're going to start with some weather for the week. We're going to be in the high 80s today and partly sunny all week with a chance of severe thunderstorms on Wednesday. And it's going to be high humidity all week as well. So it's going to be some hot, humid summer this week. And if you're working remotely from home, that's in another state as your office, you may be in for a taxing surprise. Chances are you'll have to file returns and possibly pay taxes there as well. So verify in your 2020 state taxes now to keep away from a nasty shock next year.
Oh, that's a few. Wow. If you work from home, check with your company. Make sure you don't have to pay taxes in whatever state. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Uber is rolling out a new feature starting tomorrow called Uber Hourly, which is like having a personal driver for an hour. Means you can book a driver for an hour for $50 and take as many stops as necessary while going on errands and whatever else you need to do to get done.
Ooh, is this rolling out here in Kansas City?
Yes, should be nationwide. And I need to charge Miss P more.
Yes, you do. How much are you charging?
I charge her $40 an hour.
Oh, well, she could get Uber. Oh.
She's getting a deal. And she has the same person.
Right, every time.
And a little letter of price raising.
Fancy car, too.
Yeah. Boom. And President Trump's announcement on Twitter brought some renewed attention to the anti-fascist protesters he's blamed for inciting violence at protests. Rather, Antifa is more of a movement of activists whose followers share a philosophy and tactics. And they've made their presence known at protests around the country in recent years, including the Unite the Right rally in Charleston back in 17.
I'm dead serious. When I saw Antifa, A-N-T-I-F-A, all over the news this morning, I was like, oh my God.
What?
Somebody used to work, I thought it said a Fintra. I was like, oh, God.
Jordan Silver on The Buzz.
Gosh, I'm just having this conversation with everyone now that I have bleached my hair. Yes, I did.
People are coming into the studio to compliment you, Jordan.
They can see it because it's like bright white. That's what I'm working with. But one too many people gave me a kind compliment about the graying of my hair. And I said, screw it. Tell me. Point out my gray hairs now. Do it. You can't.
You can't.
No. You want to know why? Because I bleached it to hell. Now I'm blonde again. It was just nice because my friends were like, this is the you. This is the you that we know, the blonde one. But.
So you decided to bleach it because you're going gray.
Mm-hmm.
And you're tired of people complimenting the gray?
Yes. Especially when it really is truthful from their hearts. They're just like, that really looks good. I like gray on you. I think that looks really good.
So why did you have to change your hair after those nice compliments that you got?
Because I don't want those compliments. I don't want to hear you have nice gray hair. Man, whoo, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for
that.
Why
not?
What do you mean, why not? We've had this conversation
I know,
like
but
50 times.
Your birthday's coming up.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Yep.
Is this a part of your midlife crisis?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I just dyed my hair. Yes, I'm having a midlife crisis. I want to buy a motorcycle. I'm having a midlife crisis. I'm talking to motorcycle people after this show. I'm really? Having a midlife crisis. And I don't care. And I just hope my mommy isn't listening because she will yell at me.
You can't get a motorcycle.
Yes, I'm going to get one. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get that for
Have you
birthday.
Seen the videos of people dying on motorcycle crashes?
Yeah, they shouldn't drive like that.
You're a safe driver?
I'm a very safe driver. I've been in one accident. Just having a midlife crisis, and I don't even care. I don't even care. Again, I don't care.
Why not?
Because I don't care. Because I don't care. June 15th, I'll be fine. June 14th, mm-mm. Actually. Anyway, I have some stuff for the show on June 12th. That's going to be our last show before my birthday. I've got some special surprises for the Buzz family.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Just wait. Just wait. You know, I do it up like that. But one of my friends just turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
And leading up to this, most of us are in our 30s. I'm just in like the later part of the 30s.
Yeah.
So when she went from being 29 to 30, we were all like, oh yeah, the 30s are the best. Like, you know what you'll stand for and what you won't take anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It really is such a good jump.
Gotta agree with that.
Exactly. Like, everything's super scary, but then when you turn 30, you're like, hey, guess what? You know what? I don't feel like going out. I'm not going to go out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like sitting here listening to all of your problems. I'm not going to do that. Sorry. Got my own S. So, I have noticed something. As friends are so warm and welcoming when people make the step from their 20s to 30s, you don't get that when you're getting close to 40.
What do you get?
People from the people who are 40 are like, oh, God, you're going to be 40 in like 2 years? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, it doesn't get good. It doesn't get better. It's just,
what?
It's awful. I'm just like, that's when stuff starts falling apart and everything. So there's no nice person in their 40s that is just standing there going, this is going to be fine. It's going to be okay. They're like, no, guess what? It doesn't get better. Your 30s were the best. Damn it!
Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the Buzz.
Oh, it hurts to hear something that you could have heard live. Oh. Oh, but COVID ruined our concert season. That was Tegan and Sarah, Stop Desire, a text in from a member of the Buzz family named Kelly. So funny. I have a friend named Kelly. I thought this was that person.
It's not?
No. And it's love when your friends do screw with you on the text line. But right now, we're kind of having issues with the text line.
Yeah, I've noticed that it's not coming through some of them.
Yeah. So I'm really glad that I checked my email.
Why?
Because our text line is now 913-576-7965.
No, that's our phone number.
No, it's also the text line. 913-576-7965.
That's the text line now?
Yeah, it changed.
But that's our phone number.
I know, but it changed.
When?
Now.
Why?
I don't know.
So, fine. So the phone number will redirect now to our texting program?
No.
What do you mean no?
I mean, I tested it this morning and I could see the text to 96500, but I could not see the text from 913-576-7965.
Well, how are we supposed to check the new text?
Exactly.
Exactly is not an answer.
I know, but it was my question too. We can't right now, I guess.
We can't see the new text?
We can't see a text to 913-576-7965.
So we have a new text line, and those texts are going where?
At this point, I don't know. Wherever Jimmy Hoffa is buried?
Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz.
Today, whatever you do, be safe, and I absolutely love it when people stand up for what's right. Power to you.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/Jordan Silver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.